Castleford are defending the Weldon Road end here. They're about to kick off. They're going from right to left as we look down. Remember, we're live on DAB, online, radioyorkshire.co.uk, via the tuning app and on Facebook at Radio Yorkshire if you want to get involved with that one. Tap the ball 10 metres away. Huddersfield don't look as though they know what they're going to do here, do they? Walter Wakeman, who will just barge it forward. He's racked up 2 metres away. Hinchcliffe in at dummy half. The head bandage. He's coming to the short side. They're trying to barge their way over. Great offload to Hinchcliffe. They must score here. Huddersfield are over the line and Hinchcliffe will score. First points of the night and they go the way of the visitors. It's Ryan Hinchcliffe who wrestled his way over. It was a great offload on the line and Castleford couldn't keep him out. Castleford nil, Huddersfield 4.
Yeah, a couple of headers from Cass, a couple of soft headers, certainly from Luke Gale. He'll be disappointed with that, look, turning the ball over.
Roberts trying to bust his way through. He does get through one. He's up to the 20. He's still wrestling his way. He's still going. Great run from Ben Roberts. That was like Albert Kelly against Wigan, wasn't it, last week? Ball now 20 away. Here now they come, the Tigers, with Gale. Gets it to Hardacre. Oh, he thought about the pass, held on to it. Gets it away to Gale, though, and it's play on. And Gale's 10 metres out. He kicks ahead. Could be a chance here. It is a chance underneath the post. Is it Ben Roberts has scored? Great kick from Gale. The vision, the awareness to see it. But Castleford keeping the ball alive, and they score their first point.
Ike Ifo has been replaced as the flags go up. Luke Gale's kick has the Tigers in front for the first time tonight. They lead here by 6 points to 4.
Out the back to Roberts, steps out of another tackle. He's 10 away, thinks about the kick to the corner. He's got the ball in one arm, gets it away to Webster. Webster will score. Well, Ben Roberts scored the first try. He's just created the second, and Webster slides through to score. 2 tries in 2 minutes for Castleford. They lead 10-4.
Once again, that the brute force, the strength of Ben Roberts is coming to the fore there. He's swatted Gaskell off probably what looked like 3 or 4 times. He kept going back and having another go at him, then he just gets an offload out of the back of his hand, and Webster charges onto it, and a good finish.
Screaming for the ball. Is that where it's going? No, they're going down the short side. McMeekin over, and he will score the third try. Too easy for Castleford. Everyone thinking the ball was going to Gale, but McShane knew different. McMeekin scores. It's Castleford 14, Huddersfield 4.
Yeah, he's having a bit of a torrid time out there, is Gaskell, on the left edge, and Mike McMeekin close to the line. He's a big thing, he's Mike, and you know, he gets over the top of anybody one-on-one a couple of yards out. And
here he comes, right footed, sends it on its way. Touch judges like this one. 16 points to 4 in favour of the Castleford Tigers. Ball coming forward with Millington, gets it away. They're going to attack. Oh, I thought they were going to attack. They are going to attack down that left-hand side. Here now is Eden, going to back himself down the sideline. Wow. He's got Gale on his inside. Right. Passes it in, and straight from the kickoff, Luke Gale is going to score in front of the Weldon Road end. And that is what the Tigers can do from one end to the other. Absolute class from Darryl Powell's men. The Tigers lead by 20 points to 4. Back to Springer. Springer busts through. He's up to the 40. He wanted support, but he was dragged down. He's almost mugged there by Cruz Lehman. It was a good tackle here. Now he's Milner. Up the middle. Straight through. Millington on his shoulder. He won't pass it. He doesn't need to. Try number 2 in the second half. And now the floodgates are opening. Milner with a second try. And it's 24 points to 4. Gale adds the extras from right in front. And it's 26-4. 10 points in the opening 4 minutes of the second half.
Yeah, they are, but there's
half a line break, and they've got it away, and this could be a try. Brearley's off now, he's quick. Hardacre's after him, but I don't think Hardacre's going to catch him.
No,
and Ryan
try.
Brearley, on his return to the jungle, has scored underneath the posts. No celebration from him, but that was neat from Huddersfield, and they're back on the board. It's Castleford 26, Huddersfield 8.
Kick is good, 26 points to 10 here on Radio Yorkshire. The Huddersfield Giants, lovely finish from Brilliant, and that's what he can do. If you make the breaks, he will finish them off.
We seem to stop these blocks moving off the mark as they play it.
Yeah, here's Webster. He's clean through. Gale screaming for it in the middle. Is Webster going to give it him? He is. Try number 2 for Luke Gale. Celebrates underneath the crossbar. And Castleford hits straight back. What a run from Webster. Puts it on the plate for his little number 7. Castleford 30, Huddersfield 10.
Gale will add the extra surely from right in front. And all of a sudden it's 32. Points to 10 in favour of the Castleford Tigers, and still plenty of time left for them to extend their lead.
Webster puts the gas on. Monaghan for the corner. The big dive gets the ball down and celebrates in front of the Weldon Road end. It's try number 7 for Castleford. They lead 36-10.
Yeah, Cass there, they went up the left side first and they sucked up a bit of the Huddersfield middle over towards that left edge, and then Junior Moore's got the ball and started skipping around in the middle. He's showing it to people coming under him, and he's showing it to a lead, then he's giving it out the back, you know, and another class finish there from certainly Webster to draw the centre in and just pop the ball out to Monaghan there.
Wants it on the far side. Is Gale going to get it? He is. No, McShane's gone straight up the middle, and Gale could be in for the hat-trick. He is. Luke Gale with a hat-trick for the Castleford Tigers. McShane is devastated in that dummy half position, and Huddersfield wish the game was over now. It's 40 points to 10. Now they're coming to this near side. Chase has got Yardacre. He showed him. He took it off him and puts it on a plate. Try number 2 in the corner. What a score. Was it Monaghan with his second? But what about the play from Rangi Chase? That's what he brings. That's more than the X Factor. That's the double X Factor for Cam. They lead 46-10.
Typical Rangi. Jack in the box. Got the ball probably 20 minutes away from the touchline. Skipped over. Sold everybody the dummy to Zach Yardacre on the inside. Side. I was actually watching Zach thinking, has he gone through the line? Why isn't he running? But the reason why he wasn't running is because Rangi hadn't passed him the ball. He jumps over again and put Monaghan in again.
But Meakin returns the favour back to Chase. He's over the halfway line. They can't tackle him. He's jumping in and out of tackles.
Wow.
He's like the world disco dancing champion. He comes back and has another go. 4 men eventually put him to the ground. Huddersfield attacking inside the 20. 33 gone on the stopwatch. Ball hits the post. Cass need to deal with it. Who's there? Rangi Chase, he's lost it behind the line. And I think Huddersfield might have got their third try. They have.
Really?
So Chase comes up with the error. And Huddersfield touch it down at the side of the post. I'm not sure who's got it. There's not too many celebrations from the Giants. It's try number 3. 46-14 for the Castleford Tigers. Gale's going for the 40-20. Now, we saw him kick a couple of these in the warm-up, but he's just got the angle. Oh, no, he hasn't.
Wow.
He's got backspin on it. The young fullback's gone to get it. He's going dead in goal. He bounces backwards, and like one of the masters, he spins back into touch. That is breathtaking.
Well, they've got a quick tap now, and they're going to try and play as quick as they can if the referee allows.
A little kick into the corner for Monaghan's hat-trick. He's in. Great finish. Brilliant again from Chase, and that is the 50. Castleford 50, Huddersfield 16.
Who just went in the background, I think, didn't it?
Yeah, I think this is the last kick of the game.
Here's Gale then from the sideline. He's not had the best night, but
he hits the post
and puts it over. He's not had the best night with the boot, but 3 tries might just cheer him up on the back of that.